91X News.
It's 4 and lightly raining at 4 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Lindsay Herron. Alleged serial killer Bruce MacArthur is now facing a seventh charge of first-degree murder. The 66-year-old landscaper appeared by video in a Toronto courtroom this morning to face a new charge in the death of another man, one of three men whose disappearance has been prompted by police years ago. Detective Sergeant Hank Insinga says they're looking at more cases.
Our investigative team are currently reviewing 15 homicide cold cases from 1975 to 1997. This number is fluid and may increase or decrease. As a result of tips and help from the public, we hope to begin searches of properties associated to Mr. MacArthur with our K-9 unit.
The detective says the number of properties police will be planning to investigate has grown from 30 to 75. The federal New Democrats are calling on the Trudeau Liberals to work with the British Columbia government on a joint conference question to the Supreme Court of Canada to fast-track resolutions of issues arising from BC's objections to the Trans Mountain Pipeline project. NDP leader Jagmeet Singh says it's the best way forward on a project that he acknowledges his party does not support.
This is a way that would respect the concerns of all people, and it is much more efficient than what the British would happen otherwise, which is British Columbia having to go to a court in British Columbia, then potential appeals, and then potentially to the Supreme Court. This is a way forward that is uniting people.
The Liberals earlier this year rejected the option of asking the Supreme Court for a ruling on their authority because it would be a lengthy process and would imply there is some doubt about who has jurisdiction when Ottawa firmly believes there is none. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg has been grilled by U.S. lawmakers all day. The scandal began when it was discovered that a data mining firm had gained access to the information of 87 million people in an attempt to influence the U.S. election. Lawmakers are putting pressure on Mark Zuckerberg at the congressional hearing in Washington. The Facebook boss has apologized for allowing the data mining firm to misuse the personal information gathered from the online profiles. Senator Dick Durbin tried to impress upon Zuckerberg the need for some private information to remain private.
Would you be comfortable sharing with us the name of the hotel you stayed in last night?
No.
If you messaged anybody this week, would you share with us the names of the people you've messaged?
Senator, no, I would probably not choose to do that publicly here.
I think that might be what this is all about.
Zuckerberg has told the hearing he still believes his company can be a positive force to connect people around the world. Lawmakers want him to come up with better ways to safeguard private user information. Florida Senator Bill Nelson told Zuckerberg that he has to come up with better ways to safeguard private user information.
If Facebook and other online companies will not or cannot fix the privacy invasions, then we are going to have to.
Back to Ontario, two women have been charged in connection with the missing six-year-old girl found in Toronto yesterday. The circumstances of the disappearance have not been released. One woman is charged with public mischief and the other will be with obstruction of peace officer. Police say both women cannot be identified in order to shield the identity of the child. They're scheduled to appear in court at a later date. Canadian singer-songwriter Tom Cochrane reworked the lyrics of his song Big League on Tuesday night to honor the Humboldt Broncos. Appearing on TSN to help kick off the network's NHL playoff preview special, Cochrane played an acoustic version of his song in front of a green and yellow backdrop. Many Canadians have associated Big League with the 15 people who were killed in the highway accident last Friday night when the Humboldt Broncos bus collided with a truck in Saskatchewan. 14 other people were injured. To Belleville, new traffic lights will be activated on Tuesday at the south entrance of the Queenie Sports and Wellness Center on Caniffton Road. The lights will help regulate traffic going in and out of the facility during Belleville Senators hockey games and throughout the day. Belleville City Council approved the signal installation last year. Construction was supposed to start in December, but holidays and snow got in the way, authorities say. Police are investigating reports of alleged intimate photos of women being posted online without consent. Police say they've been investigating for nearly a month and are looking into various websites, including anonymous photo boards. They didn't say whether they think the incidents are connected, but they say they're looking for other people affected and are asking anyone in the area who believes they might be a victim to come forward. The police service says posting intimate images of a person online without consent when the subject of those images has a reasonable expectation of privacy is a criminal offense. Canada's criminal code defines intimate images as those in which a person is nude, partially nude, or engaged in an explicit sexual activity. This weekend, the class of 2018 heads to Cleveland, Ohio for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony Saturday night. Matt Wolf takes a look at the inductees, the Cars.
When you think of the Cars, you think of their unique signature blend of new wave, rock, and synth pop. They played their first gig at an Air Force base in 1976. 2 years later, their self-titled debut album churned out three hit singles. Formed by Rick Ocasek and bassist Ben Orr, the Cars became rock radio fixtures and video mainstays during the heyday of MTV. Drive became their most successful song in 1984 with Orr handling lead vocals. He passed away in 2000 from pancreatic cancer. Brandon Flowers, lead singer of the Killers, will induct the Cars into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Matt Wolf, ABC News.
That's QNET News on 91X to 404. Sports is next.
Reduce, reuse, recycle. At Quinny Waste Solutions, we don't just focus on recycling. We strongly recommend that people reduce what they purchase, reuse what they have, and then recycle what they can. Choose items that are reusable or refillable over single-use items. Avoid products that are individually wrapped, such as candies and pre-packed snacks. Also, buy fruit and vegetables that are not wrapped with plastic. Remember, reducing is the first R that you should consider before reusing and recycling. Learn more at quinnyrecycling.org.
QNET Sports. The Wellington Dukes will now face the Georgetown Raiders for the Buckland Cup. Tonight marks day one of the NHL playoffs, and the Maple Leafs and Jets are the only two Canadian teams left. Three series opens tonight. The Winnipeg Jets hosting Minnesota Wild tonight for game one of their series, which has the police getting ready for a street party set to begin at 4:30. The Jets hope for 10,000 people out, while the police aren't making any estimates. Constable Tammy Skrebeck just wants people celebrating to behave.
We're really going to have to play it by ear. We're hoping that we have a decent turnout of people. Naturally, we would expect on Friday to see a somewhat larger crowd. But, you know, in terms of numbers, we're just hoping people do come out and enjoy the festivities regardless of the weather.
Meanwhile, tonight it's a battle down south. Battle of the West Coast kicks off tonight. Los Angeles faces Vegas. The Philadelphia square off against the Pittsburgh Penguins. And the Maple Leafs will open their series with Boston tomorrow. Over to the hard court, it's the last day of the NBA regular season. The Toronto Raptors have locked up the number one spot in the Eastern Conference, and tonight could very well be a playoff preview as the Raptors try to reach the elite 60 win mark against the Heat tonight. Toronto could open the playoffs with either Miami, Milwaukee, or Washington in the conference quarterfinals. And the boys of summer are off to a very good start so far. The Blue Jays go for a series sweep tonight in Baltimore. Toronto has won three series in a row after opening the season with a four-game split against the Yankees. On the mound tonight, Marco Estrada faces Kevin Gausman, who is still searching for his first win. Japanese all-star pitcher Shohei Ohtani is expected to be back in the Los Angeles starting lineup for the first time since taking a perfect game into the seventh inning against Oakland on Sunday. He's homered in his last three games, too, as a designated hitter for the club. Over to the CFL, the BC Lions signed defensive back Marcel Young and released defensive linesman Courtney Brown today. Young had 16 defensive tackles in seven games with Edmonton last season. Young, who won a Grey Cup with the Eskimos in 2015, has 262 defensive tackles, three sacks, and six intercepts over 97 career games in the CFL. He spent two seasons with the Hamilton Tiger Cats before signing as a free agent with the Eskimos in 2013. Brown had two defensive tackles over two games with the Lions last season. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. A special weather statement remains in effect for the Quinte region. Showers and flurries ending later this evening as we reach a low of -2. Friday, we'll see a mixture of rain and snow, high of 4. At 4:08, it is +4 QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Lindsay Herron, QNET News, next on 91X at 5.